Hey guys, how you doing? Happy Monday. Welcome to London. Hey, in a moment, I want to share some thoughts with you just from the road, some thoughts about traveling and traveling with God, but a few housekeeping things as normal. Hey, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Give the things below, the links below, a check. Hey, I have a new course out today. Really excited about this one, called the Discipleships Course, the disciplines of a spirit-filled life. It's really all about the idea that so many of us experience this initial kind of honeymoon euphoria in our walk with God. And, you know, I've experienced that myself, and I'm a pastor of people and spend time with people. So often people lose that. And then it feels to me like they spend the whole of their life chasing what once was. And in this course, in 12 video and audio lessons, I go through what do we need to do to get restored unto us the joy of our salvation? What do we need to do to practice a spiritual life that actually works? And really important life-changing thing. Check that out. There should be a link below. I will have that on offer. It's going to be 50% off for the first 3 weeks, so until the end of October. What else have I been up to? I was in Liverpool yesterday evening, Manchester yesterday morning. I'm in London for a couple of days. I'm going to be visiting with family, Lord willing, on Wednesday, and then back home Thursday. So, yeah, all is good. Nice to be in London. I haven't been here. It's funny, I was here the day COVID blew up, March 2012, and it was like a get out of Dodge situation. So it's nice to be here back. See the sunshine. Winston Churchill is still standing to attention, and no masks, but nice to be on the London Underground as well. Hey, let me share something with you real quick. But you know, God calls us to journey. God calls us to travel. And I was thinking about that. I don't know if you, probably like many of you, I've got a love-hate relationship with travel, where if I don't travel for a while, I get itchy feet. I love traveling. I love being somewhere. And yet the actual mechanics of travel, whether that's in a plane, I was on a train today and it's like they sold three times as many seats, tickets as seats in the train, you know. And I think God calls us to go on a journey with Him. And I think it's actually really important we look at our Christian life as a journey, not as a destination. You know, Jesus's initial call to the disciples, you could sum it up really in two words: follow me. Or if you will, leave everything and follow me. It's the same call that the Lord gave to Abraham. The Lord came to Abraham and said, leave Ur of the Chaldeans, your father's house. Leave everything and follow me. Hebrews 11 verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham left, not knowing where he was going. And I think that's actually like our journey with God. Jesus says, follow me. Graham says, word two. And then Jesus says, I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, I don't want your security to be in the fact you've got the route figured out. I want your security to be in a relationship with me. It's a really powerful truth now. God wants us circumstantially insecure and yet relationally secure in His love and in Him as a guide rather than the guidance we have. You know, I was just looking at I called up a map of the London Underground, and I forgot, of course, when you get in the London Underground, you can't get any cell service. And my point is, I was relying on a map I thought I had until the signal from above was cut off. Selah. Come back to that one in a minute. But God calls us to walk off our map. God calls us to boldly go where at least we haven't gone before. God's calling the church to step out of its map. A map is known territory, a map of the things we understand. And God's saying, go to some new places. God wants to take us into new places in Him, new places in His relationship with us. And again, it's like He wants to rip up our known map and get us breaking ground in the Spirit. Okay, a few other quick thoughts. I was riding this on the train today about, behave. Sorry, my phone's not being good. I reset my phone yesterday and it doesn't like me anymore. It's sulking. Come on, when we're a traveler, we need a different kind of mindset. Have you ever thought about that? It takes a different mindset when you're traveling than when you're a settler. When you travel, you know, one of the things I've learned over the years is to travel light. I used to travel to the US from Europe back in the days where you could take two bags of 70 pounds and then they reduced it to 50 pounds and then they reduced it to one bag of 50 pounds. Come on, mate. And then now you have to pay extra for a bag. Soon they won't even let you. They're going to check your pockets at the check-in gate or something. But learning to travel light is actually a really great key. Learning that we don't need half the things we think we need when we travel is really important. And I think it's a little bit like that as we travel with God as well. So much of what we think we need, what we think we require, relates to where we were yesterday than where we are today, and more importantly, where we will be tomorrow. So learn to travel light. Don't get too attached to the, you know, specific things. Learning to deal with unforeseen circumstances as well. I was on a train today and I was watching it was actually an American couple who were, you know, freaking out because their seat wasn't there and somebody gave them a seat. And one thing I've learned traveling in the natural is the unforeseen is the normal. Is something going to happen? Somebody's going to get COVID. Somebody's going to, a flight is going to be cancelled. Something's going to be delayed. You're going to miss a connection. A bag is good. That's just part of life. And I think we shouldn't have this idea that as people of faith, as we walk with God, everything will be perfect and we're never going to have any surprises. So I think learning to live with unforeseen circumstances as part of that deal is really important. Hey, my last thought with this as well is the destination is not the destination. The journey is the destination. The relationship you form with Jesus on the journey is actually the destination. And at times we can get so obsessed with trying to reach our destination in God. I was just praying about a group of people I was trying to help yesterday, and I really felt like the sadness of the Lord say to me, Graham, some of these people may not ever reach their calling, their destination. And he said, the reason it is they think their calling is to have a position or a platform or a ministry. And that's kind of irrelevant, really. The calling is a relational entity, a relational paradigm. The calling is to be in connection with the Lord, not to be in a particular place. And when we're in that calling, when we're in that relational calling, God will give us all the things we need. Boom. I hope that confused mess helped. So travel well with God, journey with God, even just one day at a time. Travel well with Him, travel light with Him. Enjoy the journey, ask Him questions. Road trip with Jesus through today and through life. Boom. Good. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, if you're on YouTube or podcast, do check out the links below, including that new course. And drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a little comment, say hi, and I promise I'll pray for you and say hi back. Bye for now.